And now time for the best song in the world today. Teray?
Allison, I'm a big Wes Anderson fan. He directed the Royal Tenenbaums and the Darjeeling Limited. A few months ago, when Wes's short film Hotel Chevalier became available on iTunes, I immediately downloaded it. It's a great little film starring Jason Schwartzman and Natalie Portman. But the third star, the true star, is a song from 1969 called Where Do You Go To, My Lovely? By Peter Sarstedt, which quickly became an obsession for me, the best song in my world.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
I'm taken by the French sound and the sort of sung, sort of spoken lyrics. And after a few listens, I began to unpack the story the lyrics tell. Because this song is a short story about a fabulous woman named Marie Claire, who some theorize is Sophia Loren. Marie Claire is a rich, cultured, beautiful jet-setter with an amazing life. The lyrics say she looks like Marlene Dietrich and dances like Zizi Jeanmaire, the great French ballerina. She attended the Sorbonne, was given a racehorse by the Aga Khan, and stole a painting from Picasso himself. I love that image. I see a beautiful woman invited into Picasso's studio for dinner, where her beauty is so mesmerizing, the master just allows her to abscond with one of his pieces. But there's another side of this woman that her fabulous friends can't see. But the song speaker can see it. The speaker was close with Marie Claire when they were young and poor in the back streets of Naples, begging in rags, both dying to shake off their lowly status. And the speaker knows Marie Claire still bears scars from those days. The speaker's no longer close with Marie Claire, but in the song wonders what she thinks about when she's alone, wonders who she truly is now. The chorus says, "Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head." A more mellifluous and melancholic vision of friendship lost and intimacy coveted I've never heard. "Where Do You Go To, My Lovely" hit number one in the UK in 1969 and won an Ivor, an award for songwriting.
But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. You know. Where do you go?
And Teray, that's why it's the best song in the world today on the BPP.